All right. So you've had a little time to think about stuff. You've written the workshop with us through the questions. We thank you. Very good questions. We appreciate those questions. They did apply to many of you. They were of critical issues that many of you do face in your process. What we're going to describe now is what we would call a process or steps to. Steps to working with the spirit of money. Steps to becoming good friends with money. When you have a good friend, you give to your friend without a thought. You don't go, ow, is this going to hurt? Is this going to bother me? Is this going to, am I going to get enough in return? When you have a really good friend and they ask you for some help, you generally are there for them. And when they ask, you know, when they ask you for help, you're there for them. And if you ask them for help, they're right there for you. That's a good friend. So here's the steps towards really making money your friend. Really connecting, linking, being close to, intimate with money. Even if to this point in your life, you really don't, on a monetary basis, really you have not really been that interested in money. You're interested in stuff that maybe money can buy. You've been interested in intangibles. Money has been a necessary evil for most of you. Well, welcome to a new place, a new way, a new paradigm, where money is just another aspect of an incredibly abundant and prosperous and glorious life. Now, we've gone through the first step. The first step of really establishing a new relationship, a beautiful friendship with money, the spirit of money. You must know what parts of yourself are still in a twisted and distorted relationship with money. And let that go. Be aware of it. Heal it. Love those selves of yours who have been trying to help you. They've been trying to protect you, to keep you from being hurt, to keep you from failure, to keep you from devastation. That's why they run in. That's why they give you advice. Just in your vulnerable moments. When they see that potential crash is imminent, they need to rush in to see what they can do to avert the calamity. The problem is of course, that they create the calamity. But, you know, in a sense, that's a very high positive intention on their part because you're a child, adolescent, young adult, even your holy moly self, is looking to you, the person you are right now, today, living in the present moment, which is the place where everything happens, the place where all the power is, the place where all the juice is, to fulfill them, to make them feel safe and happy and secure. They look to you to do this. And if you go into hesitation, and if you go into doubt, it raises a red flag for them. And they come running. Uh-oh, the adult in trouble. Gotta go help. Even if some of the help is, run as fast as you can. Or even if the help is, go and hide in your bedroom and crawl under the covers, pull the covers up and cry yourself to sleep. They think that's help. In their reality, what else could they do, right? They're seeing it from a place of not being powerful, not being equal to the value, the presence, the force, the weight of money. But now you know better. Now you know that if you get to an indecisive or confusing place, if you go to a place where you could be beset by some doubts and try to figure, oh my gosh, scratching your head, what am I going to do next? You know that they're now going to come a-running. Oh no, we can't have it that you don't know exactly and precisely exactly what you're going to do in the next moment, the next day, week, month, year. Oh gosh, no, we can't handle that because you're not in control. Reality's out of control, and who knows what can happen when you're out of control. And you don't have the power to take care of it. So we've got to come and save you. Know that any time that happens, they come running. But also know that those times of doubt, hesitation, even indecision, puzzlement, are not negative events. They're places where you are in transition from a place that you were to a new place. And any time you do that, any time you face the unknown, any time you face the future, you're going to create this tension for them because they want you to feel safe and secure. They want you to feel in control. Control is the substitute for safety, security. If you're not safe and secure, at least you should have the illusion that you are in control on top of things. You have something that you can do. Some action you can take. Because that will dispel the anxiety, it will dispel the tension, it will break the sense of crazy powerlessness. It will break the panic and the fear and the insecurity. It'll focus the energy and get it moving somewhere. We got to keep you moving. It's true. You got to keep a flow going. But any time there's a pause, and sometimes these pauses means that one flow needs to be shifted to another one. That's when they come. When they come, hear the messages, but do not accept them. Do not assume that these emotions and the energies that come with these prior selves are to be acted upon. Recognize that they are just whispers, messages, attempts to get you acting and moving quickly somewhere, somehow, so that you don't have to deal with this anxiety of the unknown. Recognize that whatever they say to you, and if you choose to follow it, it is your choice to do so. Listen to them and say, thank you very much. It's been really nice. Thank you. I appreciate your point of view, and I'm the adult, and I will continue with new resources that you don't have. So don't worry about me. That's essentially the response we suggest you have. And yes, if you get into a place where you don't feel in control, you don't feel safe and secure, you don't know exactly where you're going, then this is when you step into your adult self. This is when you can connect with something within yourself that's greater than you, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom. So know that this challenge will be there. It will be there over and over and over again. Until at such point of time that the child, the adolescent, young adult, and so forth, they will realize that you are in charge. You are the one making the decisions, and you are indeed, just as you said, taking care of business. You are doing it. And you're doing it better than what they can do. After a while, you can love them, you can release them. They'll be free to pursue their own lives. Because yes, they do live, they continue to live. But you want to be able to tap into their positive sides, like we were discussing earlier, the young adult. The positive side of the young adult is tremendous creativity, imagination, dreaming capacity, right? the positive side of the adolescent is that the brain, the mind, can pick up incredible amounts of information and knowledge and amass experience and knowledge with a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. The child has a positive as well. The child can open to the possible and can imagine beyond the boundaries of your parents and of your collective consciousness. The child can stretch and imagine. The child can dream. The child can play. None of the others really play as well. Their play is different. But the child, sometimes you just need to play like a child. Sometimes you just need to just go running out into, on the grass, under a tree, and exult in just being in your body. Sometimes you just need to be in a place where you feel that freedom of possibility that the child has, that anything is possible, where you can let magic and miracles in your life as something that is natural to you. And you can use the advantage of your holy moly self, whose intention, so high, so beautiful, is to find the light, to find the love, and to find the divine presence within you. Take the positive sides of them. Acknowledge the negative and let it go. There'll come a point where they no longer will keep yanking on your chain or have to mess up your reality for you to take notice of them or fulfill some kind of horrible thing, some horrible scenario so that they can follow through what they think is expected to happen, their beliefs, that will validate the truth of their beliefs. You see, you'll be free of that. That brings us to the second step, which is to realize that everything that they're saying, and realize that every choice you make as you move into something new, as you transition from an old flow to a new flow, this can happen several times a day in minute things, and it can happen in really big things, that if this is something that you choose to believe is true, you don't stop and say, well, wait a minute, is all this fear and terror my child feeding to me, is this just kind of just stuff or that I can use as an option or I don't have to use as an option? Is it just optional? Is it just, you know, whatever it is? Is it just a child or is it real? Is it something I have to act and respond to right now? It's your choice. Realize that what you choose to believe to be true about time, about money, about love, about life is just beliefs. It's ideas you have chosen or you've accepted from other people, you've picked up from them, to be true. There is nothing in a belief that is really intrinsically true. A belief is just an idea. It is your choice which makes it true for you or not. So the second step, there's really not much to do except recognize. Recognize it's all belief, it's all illusion. So you don't take all these things seriously and you don't think that that's where you're at. So many times you've sabotaged your success because when you make a big step forward, this is really important to remember, and you step into a new level on a new playing field, you're moving into a new flow, all of them will panic. All of these younger cells will panic because you're in the unknown. Okay, they panic when you're in between. But also, once you get going, they panic because you're way beyond them. You're way out there. You're dropping off the cliff. They don't know where you're heading. They're scared of the unknown. Most people are. They're scared of change. Most people are. So realize that they're going to test you. This is your test. This is where most people mess up. They get going, the energy's going, the test comes, and they think, oh, I never really got there. That must have been that I got to this new place, to this new level, is an illusion. Oh, darn. Okay, I've got to go back and deal with this issue some more. I've got to deal with it again. Okay, I guess I didn't get it. Oh, stupid me, I guess I didn't get it. And your self-image, which had expanded, shrinks back in to whichever one is the dominant one, the young adult or the adolescent or child, but essentially shrinks you back in, and then you have to start over. Don't fall for the test. Stay in the realization that it's illusion, that the beliefs are your choices. It's just all your choice. Stay in awareness of that. This will get you out of many a sticky place. This will save your ass so many times. Because if you don't, you think it's real. And you don't see who you are. You forget. You forget where you've gotten to. You forget where you've reached. You don't recognize and respect the boundaries you've broken, the patterns you've changed. So you can't change a pattern. You'll go right back to the old one, and you have to start over. Too much drama there. Too much wasted energy. That's step two. Step three is now claim the adult. Yeah, you know it's choice. So you choose to step into your adult self, your adult identity. What is your identity? Is your identity, oh, I'm middle class? If so, how are you going to get into the upper classes? Is your identity, I'm a good person, but, you know, nice guys, you know, they finish later than others. They help other people up the ladder first. What's your identity? Are you the helpful person that follows? Are you a follower? Are you a leader? Is your identity as a powerful person, or is power your hot potato? Are you a sensitive person, a nervous person? Are you a powerful reality creator? You see, the adult acknowledges that everything you experience in your reality is your creation and co-creation with your team. That is your higher self and your group of spirit helpers and various beings who work with you. And you all have many who work with you. You don't know their names. You don't have to. They don't have any ego attachment to you being impressed with them. Yeah? They'll work with you. But you've created this illusion. You've created this reality. And the adult recognizes this. Okay, I've made these choices, I have these beliefs, and this is the reality that's a belief. You can, as an adult, learn from failure, and you can learn from success. Rather than taking it personal, boo-hoo, or from success, oh, okay, I guess I can really expand my ego here. I can, yeah, right, I can live the fantasy now. Oops. You step outside the realm of your power when you do that. You don't live your fantasies. You live the realities you create for yourself. Big distinction. The adult acknowledges that. So, if the adult understands how they create their reality, and the adult acknowledges that all the things that happen are feedback to be utilized without any judgment on themselves, the adult can make really good choices, responses. They can be responsible. They can be empowered So think about it. What if you could be in your empowered, responsible, reality creator, adult, and all the feedback that you get to yourself, you could say, that's interesting. I'm getting a failure feedback. Rather than saying, oh no, I failed again. Oh, life is so hard. It's so awful. Why does this have to happen to me? How did I create this? What did I do to myself to deserve this? Blah, 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 blah. What if you say, now why would I do, let's see, what does this serve? What is it that, what belief is involved here? What reality did I choose? You know, choose here. Did I choose a belief that said I've got to fail a few times first before I could succeed? Or did I, okay, who's talking to me? Child, adolescent? Where did I miss that? No judgment on yourself at all. Just kind of curiosity. Let me go check. Let me see. Let me explore. Let me find out. And if you don't find out, we'll say, well, okay, I didn't find out this time. Okay, I don't have to suffer my and punish myself for not finding out and not really understanding it yet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and shift and change. I'm going to change something. I'm going to change something. I'm going to step into a higher frequency. I'm going to own more of my value. I'm going to do something. That's the adult responding. That's when faced with failure, disappointment, trauma, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you're faced with success, what does the adult do? The adult says, success, it worked. Okay, how did I do that? How did I create that success? What belief was I using there? Same process. You know, what I must have been using some of the positive sides of my child, adolescent, young adult, etc. So how did I do that? Okay, I see that. Okay, connect that. Now you don't have to figure all of that out either. You don't have to be perfect. This is play. Even in the Asian, in the Hindus, they call it lila. Lila, the divine play in the world of illusion. You are the divine one playing in your world of illusion. As an adult, you can acknowledge that and claim that and say, okay. This is my illusion. This is my playing field. And everything that happens in here is this is my feedback. And it's giving me the opportunity to love, to change things, to celebrate, to create interesting new things. Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. This illusion is great. It's got all sorts of possibilities. That's the adult. Not just the adult, because you are on a spiritual path. It's a spiritual adult. If you can step into the spiritual adult, you will see that money is your friend, is your equal. It is not more valuable than you. And if you think you are more valuable than money, it's your ego speaking. Yeah, there's a certain sense of value that you know that you can create a certain amount of money for yourself, commensurate with the sense of value that you hold in your reality and you hold and touch people with out there. You know that you have a certain value to give and that can be compensated. And there are certain professions that make more per hour, for example, than others. You can have the minimum wage person working at a local hamburger joint. And you can compare that with a fancy doctor specialist who charges like hundreds of dollars an hour, a lawyer, a really, really good lawyer. You want to get that yellow junkyard dog lawyer for yourself? Yeah, it's going to really kick ass. You might have to pay them like something, $600 an hour or something. That doesn't mean that they as a person is more valuable. It means that they have some kind of service. They have an exchange that's going to be really, really, really important for you. And if you value it enough, you'll pay for it. All right, so how much are you worth an hour on that type of... See, if you get involved in that free market, scarcity-based system. You can get all hung up with how much to charge for anything that you do. You can get all hung up with asking for money for what you do. Because every time you do that, you're putting yourself on the line. Oh my, am I going to sabotage this? Or is this they going to think I'm worth this? The spiritual adult doesn't even go there. The spiritual adult says, this feels about right. And if I look at the environment and the type of thing I'm doing, and I'm looking at what's generally charged out there, and I look at how I feel, what my services are, I probably can charge about so-and-so. And then when you feel comfortable with it, you can ask for it very comfortably. Hey, you know, this is how much I'd like. No fear that they're going to say, oh, that's too much. How many of you, when you say state a price, those of you who are self-employed, somebody says, oh, that's too much. And you say, well, oh, okay. I'll do a sliding scale. Now, if you want to be generous and you want to give, that's your choice too. The spiritual adult has a reference point within themselves. So all of this is just games. It doesn't have anything to do with their value intrinsically. Spiritual adult is free of that. Spiritual adult finds really facing truth not so hard. Spiritual adult finds being embarrassed an opportunity to make a joke and laugh at themselves. A spiritual adult finds that when somebody is being mean and manipulative, taking advantage of them, for them to laugh and said, wow, you got me on that one. You don't have to go and keep working with somebody like that. You don't have to change anybody. You don't have to change them to fit your ideal. Spiritual adult, totally cool with that. Money's light, not heavy. Most things are light. Your self-image is really good when you're a spiritual adult. All right, the next step is to imagine yourself as a spiritual adult with loads of money, with yourself in the flow. We talked about the flow. Flow coming in, flow going out, you in the flow. Free, comfortable, easy with the flow. Easy with the flow. A flow coming in doesn't mean extra demand. Flow going out doesn't mean a loss. Flow coming in doesn't mean any pressure. Flow going out doesn't mean a loss or sacrifice. You've got infinite energy. Think about it this way. You created this reality. So all of this reality is constructed with vibrations in energy held into place by your consciousness and your beliefs, your self-image and all those kinds of factors. All right. Right now, in this room where you are, there's a tremendous amount of energy that is being used to hold walls in place, floors in place, chairs in place, you in place. So your reality is consistent from moment to moment. You want the illusion to appear real. There's energy invested in this. There's loads of energy. Take energy right now. Just take energy from the walls. Just pull it in. Okay, just, it's your reality. Doesn't that feel good? It's everywhere. It's out there. The trees, the skies, the birds, even people. They're in your reality too. You see, your intention is not to suck the lifeblood out of them, all right? Some people say, oh, I can't take anything from anyone else. This is a person who doesn't understand energy. Energy flows into you and out. You are just a conduit. You're a channel for your own energy, for your higher self to work in the world. You can get energy anywhere, anytime. So imagine yourself with all the energy of money. Keep it light, like we did earlier. Keep it light. Anytime you have a situation with money coming up and you know you have a thing with money, sit down, clear, lighten up the money. Make it the money no heavier than something pleasant and light for you. We used a pretty flower, love of your pet, a tree, or whatever it is, beautiful sunset, something nice. All right, so now the next step is going to be, that's step five. Yeah. This is where you imagine the future. And what future do you imagine? You imagine the person you will be in the future as you grow there, as you expand your consciousness, your power, your self-image, your capacity of awareness, your wisdom. What person will you be 6 months from now, a year from now? This is your future self. If you don't have a future self connection, you will be forced to back into the future, which means you won't see a thing. You won't see a damn thing. You'll be looking into your past the whole time. Only your butt will be going into the future. And you don't tend to look back there. That's where you put all the things you sit on, you know, so you don't have to see them, right? Some people sit on a lot of stuff back there. And wonder why they keep adding pounds. What is that? Extra weight. I always have more extra weight back here. But if you look forward to your future self and make a connection with your future self, then you'll inevitably be drawn to that future. You can't help it. As a reality creator, it means everything will conspire to get you there. Powerful. The future is extremely powerful. Now, once you kind of get the energy of who you are in the future with the expanded self-image and so forth, the next step, which is step six, is to imagine the form. Now, finally, you're getting to the form of what it is that you desire. The form that you want your money to come through, what kind of channel you want your money to come through, how you want it to look, how you want it to feel, what do you want to have happen there, what it is you want to give for it, what you want to exchange with it, what value, service, product, whatever it is that you want to play with. That's where you start imagining that. That's where you start playing with that. That comes after the future self. Self comes first. Right. Step seven is where you meet with the spirit of money. Now that you have an idea where you want to go, what you see, you notice we didn't spend much time on that step because that's a step most people spend way too much time on. Oh, the form. I got to get the form right. The form's got to be there. I got to get it. It's got to be nailed down. I got to figure it out. What I have to do exactly. But once you have that, you can sit down with your spirit of money, which you're going to meet in just a little bit. And as a friend, you can say, look, here's what I'd like. I ask you to help me with this and bring this to me. Is your friend going to refuse? No. If you sit there with your friend, money, and the money says, okay, and then what do you want to do? What are you giving for it and so on. And let's get the energy going and coming and going. Let's get it giving and receiving. Let's get that flow moving, all right? Sitting with the spirit of money. And at number eight is where you specifically ask for it in the name of you, the powerful, divine reality creator that you are. In a sense, you're asking for it from a pure place. You're not asking for it to fulfill your fantasy. You're not asking for money to fulfill a need to provide an intangible for you. You already have those before you ask. They come with being an adult, spiritual adult. So you ask money. You request it kind of in the name of light. Come in the name of your destiny, if you like. You can call it that way. Because this is your mission, be self-realized, to create consciously, to know what you're doing, to have fun with it. Money's an aspect of that. It's part of your mission. It's part of a spiritual purpose. So you ask in that light, the spiritual purpose. Now, step nine is that as you, from that moment that you ask, you must then practice trusting that you as a powerful reality creator, knowing where you're going and what you want, can receive it now. That you can allow yourself to be in the flow and to receive it as the spiritual adult that you are. And you begin to anticipate. You begin to look for what you have asked. You begin to say, where is it? Where is it? Where is the magic? Where is it? Anticipate it. Expect it. Look for it. It's going to come. And you know, if you look for something, you very often find it. In the past, you've been looking for failure sometimes. You've been looking for disappointment. The channel had a mother who seemed to always be looking to see what hidden messages she could interpret from anything her daughters said that would reveal that they did not love her. She was looking for rejection, just looking for it. You can imagine what eggshells her daughters were tiptoeing around on, because any words that they use, if it was slightly inappropriate, if they laughed at the wrong place, I knew it, you didn't love me. What a manipulation, you see. But she was looking for rejection. Don't look for problems, okay? Don't focus your attention on issues and problems. What could go wrong? After a while, it goes into your subconscious like blah, 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 and just keeps repeating itself incessantly. There's a siren going off, a car alarm going off outside. That's a sign from the universe. This is an emphasis. For somebody in this room needs this to be emphasized, right? All right, and then the final step. Final step 10 is, as you're moving along in your flow now, because you accept the flow, you're stepping into the flow, you're moving in the flow, you're moving things forward, you're looking and anticipating, things are plunk, plop, 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 moving around, you're getting your feedback from your reality. Step 10 is that any time that you get any messages from child, adolescent, young adult, anybody like that, anytime you get any of those messages, do not diminish them, do not postpone them, do not deal with them. Pay attention. Now, we don't have to be like a vigilant one. Oh, gosh, I got to make sure everything's under control. Now, that'll drive you nuts, and you'll be stressed out and get sick on top of it. What you do, though, is say, stay in awareness, stay present, stay here in the now, and watch your feedback. Curious. Okay, let me look at my feedback. Okay. I'm looking for light. I'm looking for success, focusing on success. Oh, I keep getting disappointment. All right, so where am I focusing on disappointment? Ah, it's that adolescent self. Yeah, there, he is, there she is. Right? Deal with it right away with the processes we've already discussed. Lighten up money, whatever you need to do. Clear. Get yourself back on track. ASAP. Don't let it go. Don't let it go on. But also, don't take the opposite tact. Oh, what if some negativity should show up? What if negativity should show up? Okay, I've got to really work hard. I've got to stay in positive. Got to stay positive. That means you're in fear. That means you anticipate that you're going to make a boo-boo and everything's going to fall apart. Read into it. Understand what the beliefs are under there. Some people over-process. Some people over-program. Some people over-meditate. We were talking about that before. Because they're too afraid to just be in the flow. Just to be present and in the flow and enjoying themselves. Oh, no, it's not here. It's not here yet. It's not here yet. Oh, my gosh, it should have been here. Where? Why is it? Why isn't it here? I got to work more. I got to do more. I got to do more. I got to dance, 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 dance. I can't have any fun over there. No, I can't go over there. No, I can't go to that party. I got to work. I got to work. I got to work. That's the adolescent, perhaps. Maybe the young adult. There's one aspect of the young adult where they feel they have to work, 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 and they have to overwork themselves. That's the workaholic. Don't go there. All right? And then, of course, don't be too lazy either, because you have to engage in your life. You can't meditate to win the lottery and not go out and buy a ticket. You gotta do something. You gotta take your action. Be in the flow. Activate some more flow. Get some energy moving. Get, you know, and this may even be if you feel really, really cramped for money and you don't have enough money, you realize, I'm not in the flow. What is this? I'm not in the flow receiving money. I'm not receiving money. Go out and spend some. Oh my gosh. I don't have any money. I can't spend any money. I run out of money. I can't spend any money. Are you kidding? Sometimes if you go out and spend money, you reactivate the flow. You get it moving in one direction. Darn, you're all good at it if you really, you know, pay attention to it. You're all good at spending money. So go spend some money and say, okay, I'm spending some money. Or you can give it to charity if you have a judgment about that. Okay, I'm going to give this money. I'm move this money out now, and it's going to create this void, and it's going to pull in a lot more. Get the energy going. It's all energy. It's all vibration. If you'll do that, stay with that. After a while, your flow gets more and more interesting. You work up higher and higher levels of personal value, personal capacity, personal joy, personal success, personal happiness. The money starts coming in more and more and more and more. And there's more magical ways it can come in. You can get different income streams going. You can do all sorts of things. Because you get the flow going and you see money as energy and you allow yourself to really let it be okay. That is not more important than you. Money's not heavy and it's not important. It's just one of those things in the flow that makes life fun. When you get to that place, you don't have a limit of what you can receive and what you can figure out to do and make money from. You have to do something, but at least to initially. And even if you are retired and you don't have official job, well, you have investments to manage. Yeah, still have to, you know, balance your bank account at the end of the month. So there's still plenty to do to stay connected, to stay plugged in. All right, we're going to have a very short break. Like 5 minutes, under 5 minutes. Don't, if you, you know, now the store is closed, yes? Store is closed, so there's no place really to go, but just be very close. Just get in your space. Get yourself prepared for the meditation. Get yourself ready to create a new relationship with money. Get yourself in a state of choice. Yes, I will do this. All right? Put yourself in a space of connecting to your spiritual adult. Right. Yeah, we're going to connect with it in the meditation. But the more you do before, you get in that mode, you get in that energy, and get yourself ready for this experience. So this is not a really kind of, you know, chatty, funny, fun time, let's go for a walk kind of, you know, what that kind of thing. Stay close. All right. So we'll be back in just 5 minutes. All right. Farewell.